This is the Big Biz Show. What's so funny about investing money, you ask?
Play ball.
The Big Biz Show with Russ and Sully hope to answer that. Top-rated insightful financial analysis. If you are looking for insightful financial perspective on key market strategies, keep looking. I told you, this is the Big Biz Show. Hello. This is Russ and Sully.
Hey there, live from the Jump Television Studios in sunny San Diego, California. The Big Biz Show's on the air. And a big hello to our radio audience on Biz Talk Radio Network and Armed Forces Radio Network and iHeart Radio, nationwide coast to coast.
I think I got an idea.
Well, you have everything going here. By the way, let's not forget our TV audience. We've been talking to our television audience here for the last few minutes here on YouTube America and Biz TV. But look, can you do the Smollett, please?
Okay.
I want to have James Herson join us via Skype at some point so he can see.
That'd be great.
If he joins via Skype, he can see us on the set.
Yeah.
But he can also see your version of the Smollett.
Okay.
Dude, now where are those silver glasses you have?
Oh, yeah. Next week.
Because you got the old thing, and you got the air freshener that matches everything.
Yeah, and the air freshener. What I was thinking of is a cologne, and then you make like a pocket stuff.
It's like the little pine tree thing, but you just stick it in your pocket square.
I'm going to rub it all over this and just
stick the thing in your pocket.
Yeah,
you
there
have
you
to have, if you have sensitive skin.
A pocket stuff.
If you have sensitive skin.
I'm Googling that.
It's like a personal freshener. Right.
And then on this end,
will it smell like pine and a
several
Lysol.
You could get
Brute.
You could get all your favorite
high karate.
Yeah, coming back.
Jovan Musk, gray flannel.
Shut up,
Polo.
People are gonna steal my idea.
Dracar. Are you a fragrance guy?
I like one, and I spray it on every.
What do you
so
wear?
Often. I think it's Obsession.
Okay, I have nothing.
Somebody bought it for me.
I think that's a woman's cologne, if I'm not mistaken.
It is, too. It comes in both.
I don't believe it comes in both.
I score for me, men and...
You score from both sides of the fence?
Actually, I wear Polo and Paco, so I smell like a Pollock. Hey, everybody! What a great crowd. No.
Oh, my God.
That's okay. I am, too.
Oh, James, let's just get started.
Between Drew and me.
Oh, that's a great Chicago joke.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey,
I'm not a fragrance guy.
No.
I smell it.
I know. Oh, you're a fragrance guy.
No, listen. People all the time, Jared will attest to this. I get people all the time say, you smell fantastic. And I just say, I'm just seeping testosterone.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it is. I smell like warm cinnamon and hot chocolate.
And leather.
Fine leather. Hey, we were going to talk about Jesse Smollett, but Russ walked in with a Jesse Smollett jacket on today. And I had to say something. So James, can you give us an update? First of all, there's a retired judge that is requesting from the city of Chicago a special prosecutor to look at why Jesse Smollett's case, after all of the pomp and circumstance, and a public dressing down at a news conference by the police chief and the special agents in charge, a public dressing down of Jesse Smollett, suddenly everything is dropped in the city. And I realize, as we talked to James the other day, not everything is dropped nationally for him. But can you kind of give us an overview of what's going on there, bud?
Well, yeah, what's happening is Kim Fox, this prosecutor, the state's attorney, she's in charge of the Justice Department of Illinois, basically did an act that prosecutors do not do, and that is to drop a case unilaterally with no plea deal, with no pleading of guilty, with no community service, probation, nothing. And it was after she had said that she recused herself from the case. And then she basically unrecused herself by saying, I didn't mean it. And she had had contact with someone who was acting on behalf of Jesse Smollett's family, who happens to work for Michelle Obama. So this is a political scandal now. And so she's going to have to appear in court because this retired appellate judge filed a petition, which I guess, I'm not sure under Illinois law who is entitled to file these petitions, but I think perhaps any citizen of Illinois can do it, and to seek a special prosecutor to investigate. Maybe, Robert Mueller's out of work. Maybe he can get the gig. but to investigate this Kim Fox, who's been condemned literally by all points in the political spectrum, by the Organization of Prosecutors, the National Organization of Prosecutors. Hey, that would be NOAP, but that's not their name.
Yeah.
But in any case, she really has no explanation. She is saying there shouldn't be a special prosecutor because there's, according to her, there's no conflict of interest. Well, what she did is so undefensible, really, that I think almost inevitably a special prosecutor will be appointed or some substitute for that. And Smollett, everything's going wrong with Jussie Smollett. I have contacts in Hollywood. The guy is not getting work. He's begging to be on news shows so he can explain, quote, his side of the story. They won't give him, they won't take him on the show, shows, and he's been sued in two occasions now, which will bring him into the courtroom under the auspices of a defamation action in one case and under a local ordinance in the case of Chicago. So he's likely to lose a lot of money, and he's likely to have his name further tarnished. And then he also has the federal investigation still going on over the mail fraud, and even terrorism charges, possibly, because he did a fake anthrax letter, allegedly.
Wow.
So not going well for Jussie.
So this is not over for him, though, correct? I mean, when you say not going well,
no.
when you say not going well, it's not just a career assault. It is. I mean, this guy could be potentially
jailed
for something like this.
Yeah, no, of course he could under the federal statutes, which actually the crimes are more serious. Now that's pending. I don't know what's happening with that, but for sure he's been sued. Then the burden of proof is much lower in a civil court, as O.J. Simpson knows, as Robert Blake knows. And he's likely to lose based on if the evidence is basically the same as what the police described.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna have real problems there. And he'll have to testify. And if a court finds him liable for submitting a false statement, that's the imprimatur of a court that isn't good for his resume, that he's an official hate crime hoaxer.
Yep.
Wow.
So, hot times three.
Is he getting any heat from the left, or is it just the right?
I think he's getting some from the left, but generally the left is silent or defending him. There have been really crazy statements made about, you know, siding with Jussie Smollett, switching, basically saying that until they prove he's a liar, I'm going to believe him. Mm-hmm. But there's a problem with that because he's accusing other people of crimes, and his lawyers were sued for defamation by the Nigerian brothers, the two brothers that
right.
he allegedly hired to fake the crime. And the reason they were sued, and I don't blame them at all, because Justice
yeah.
Smollett's lawyers went out and said, not only these guys committed the hate crime, and they wore whiteface when they were committing the crime.
Yeah. Wow. So
they had masks on that they had purchased, and I guess whiteface under the mask.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's why the story doesn't hold together.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Must be a Chicago, Cook County thing.
Yeah, exactly. It is a Cook County thing. You know, so is he destined to be like O.J.? And the reason I say that is because some people, you know, Martha Stewart. Well, I shouldn't say Martha Stewart. Let's say, you know, there have been people that have made really bad errors in their careers and have come back, shown some remorse, and they've come back stronger than ever. O.J. was not one of those. O.J. was, you know, was generally disliked by everyone because everybody thought of him as a liar, and most of us saw every minute of that trial. Is this the same thing's going to happen to this guy? Is this guy going to end up, you know, having to find another career somewhere?
Well, first of all, he's made a ton of money. I mean, I don't know if he's blown his money, but he's got a lot of money. and he could do, like, remember when OJ did a pay-per-view?
Yeah, right.
And he also did a book that basically, well, he said he winked and said it was fiction, but it told how he did the crime.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is what Jussie Smollett's future probably is. Doing
kind of like John Daly selling t-shirts outside of the Masters, that type of thing. Hey, James, stay right there. We're going to keep you because it's time to we're going to talk about what's going on in Washington. Joe Biden has announced. Is this a good thing for the? Is this a good thing for the president? Is this a bad thing for the Democrats? We'll see what
Sleepy
happens.
Sleepy Joe.
Maybe Jussie Smollett will put his hat in the ring. See what happens there. Big Biz Show. BigBizShow.com. That's James Herson. JamesHerson.com. He's an editor at Newsmax. You can follow. He's a contributing editor at Newsmax. You can follow him at Newsmax. But more of James coming up. We're not letting him go yet. Hey. James Herson. It's the Big Biz Show. Sully, Rusty Nails. See you in a minute.
There you go.
Jussie did it.
Too much cholesterol in the blood causes plaque buildup in the arteries. Fiber has been scientifically proven to lower cholesterol. Created by Dr. J. Robert Cade, the inventor of Gatorade, Cholesterade promotes probiotic function, supports digestive health, contains all natural flavors, and is gluten-free. In the original case study, participants saw a reduction in bad cholesterol by more than 20%. Cholesterade is the ultimate all-natural digestive aid.
They voted Ben Bernanke sexiest Fed chairman ever. It's Sully and Russ on the Big Biz Show.
Hey there, live from the Jump Television Studios in sunny San Diego, California. Big Biz Show's on the air. Coming up in just a few minutes, Rob Ferguson, the CEO of Vanigo Corporation.
Uh-huh.
Really interesting company. Software platform company that overlays their software technology on almost any other business.
Flash,
I'll tell you about that.
Also,
Kara Malik, CEO of Biome Grow, a cannabis company in Canada, will be joining us.
Hello.
About the business.
Betty.
The business. You put the biz in cannabis.
I tell you what.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, James Herson joins us all the way from Hollywood. James Herson is a law professor. He is a writer. He is a longtime good standing card-carrying member of the Big Biz Show, and he's a good friend of ours. He wrote a great piece in Newsmax that came out yesterday called "Trump Will Outlast Investigation-Obsessed Democrats," and also the one before that was about the Mueller report aftermath, leaving Democrats deeply divided. What the latest, I'm sure, is going to be the Joe Biden sort of hat in the ring, because what's interesting, James, is the Democrats either have to the far left an old white guy named Bernie Sanders, and then to the left an old white guy named Joe Biden. So identity politics, certainly the card that most Democrats play, certainly can't be played anymore, can it?
Well, it shouldn't be, but it's going to be played, because it pretty much the Democrats who are establishment type Democrats like Joe Biden don't want to discuss the issues, because they're required, because the most active part, the Democrat Party, the part that votes in the primary, are the very, very far left. That's why you see all these candidates trying to get to the left of each other, supporting abolishing ICE, Green New Deal, anti-Semitism, socialism, all these things that are untenable to most Americans, but are important to primary voters. So it's really, they can't help. They're going to have to play identity politics. But as to Joe Biden, he has got more baggage coming in than any candidate in recent memory. This guy's been around for so long. He's destroyed every single campaign that was national that the man has been involved in as a candidate. He has destroyed himself, or his record has destroyed him. He's already slurring speeches. There are memes all over the internet showing him in videos, not in photographs, in videos, touching very young girls in the wrong place.
Wow!
This is not just creepy. This is beyond creepy, because if a guy is willing to do that while a camera is rolling at a ceremony open to the press, what in the world is he doing behind the scenes? This guy is, you know, so it's beyond creepy. But then he also has a lot of baggage in terms of recent scandals involving his kids in the Ukraine. And it's just, I mean, it's going to be, but get your popcorn, because Elizabeth Warren can't stand Joe Biden. Kamala Harris doesn't like Joe Biden. They've got opposition research people that are pulling all this stuff out.
Yeah, boy.
It's going to be a real interesting thing to watch, as these, nobody is as vicious as Democrat primary candidates. No one.
Yeah. It's going to be a ride. Now, what's interesting is, you know, I call my dad, who's 90, all the time, an accidental racist. Because he is an accidental racist.
Yes.
I mean, I honestly, and the reason I say this is because, and I will tell
you got my good genes, Sully.
Well, but I'll tell you, though, you know, and I don't think I've ever shared this on national TV, and maybe some of the people in the studio don't know this, but my brother, by law, adopted brother, is black. He was adopted at age 13 into my house. We lived together through high school.
I didn't know this.
I mean, so, you know, so, and we, and boy, we slayed it. I played guitar.
So your brother,
I played guitar. I played guitar and he could sing and we just slayed it. We slayed it.
Wow.
I just got to tell you. But, I'll just tell you because he watches the show. Tyrell Willis is his name. Tyrell is my brother. By law, my parents adopted him.
Okay.
Having said that, my dad is still what would be considered today an accidental racist.
Accidentally saying things that are no longer,
you know,
Bob,
you know,
here comes one.
You know, no, he's 90 now. He's 90 now. He will say things like, well, you know, Bob, we adopted that Negro boy.
Well,
and I said,
well,
you mean like Ty, Dad? He was here for Christmas.
Yes.
But
remember,
he is 90. But I have to say that sort of translates over to Joe Biden, because he's also the guy who said, to work at a Circle K or a mini mart,
own one,
you have to have a slight Indian accent.
There you go.
So doesn't his handlers know that 75% of our customers, 75% of our workforce is going to be millennial in the next 6 years? 6 years. He is not. There's no way this guy can connect to. I own two millennials. Russ owns two millennials. Mm-hmm. You may own a couple millennials yourself, James. I can tell you, after talking to my girls, there's no way in hell they would vote for him. So how do his handlers think he has a chance?
Can you imagine his handlers watching Joe Biden on the stump making a speech? How nervous are they? What are they? You know, I mean, these guys are either drinking all day, or they're doing some kind of specialized yoga or Tai Chi to stay calm.
Yeah, that's
because
it.
Joe Biden is a gaffe a minute.
Yeah.
And it's going to be, I mean, the latest thing that's going around on the internet, I mentioned it, his first campaign speech, he is slurring the speech like he has a mouthful of saliva or his dentures slipped or something.
Or a mouthful of absolute citron.
You know, and it's... And he's getting mixed up with his words, and he has prompters, but he's having difficulty reading the prompter. This is his first speech, so you could just imagine as this goes on. And he's in a honeymoon period with the press, even with Fox News.
Yeah.
Look at that happy child, too.
Exactly. So, and he's, you know, I guess this is in defense of Joe Biden. If I think about this is in defense of Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
He comes from a different time. Now, Bernie Sanders also comes from a different time, but I mean, there is that sort of different time where, not to say that, you know, with illicit intent was never good. But, you know, where Joe Biden walks up and starts rubbing shoulders. I know guys that do that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I know guys walk up and start rubbing your shoulders. And it's like, dude.
Yeah.
But it's like this. There's a perfect example of Joe rubbing Hillary's shoulders.
It's not about rubbing shoulders. This guy, he's putting hands on little girls' anatomy.
Yeah.
He's sticking his nose in the hair of women and then coming back for more. and going for a little kiss.
Yeah.
And he's doing it from behind.
So he's creepy.
Good boy.
He's creepy.
It's creepy.
You know, look, you know what's funny? I just was looking for something to watch on TV the other day. James, I guess we're out of time here, so I guess I'll have to tell
you. A gaff a minute, that's a keeper.
James, thank you, buddy.
Wow.
I'll have to tell you about it.
Goodbye.
Too much cholesterol in the blood causes plaque buildup in the arteries. Fiber has been scientifically proven to lower cholesterol. Created by Dr. J. Robert Cade, the inventor of Gatorade, Cholesterade promotes probiotic function, supports digestive health, contains all natural flavors, and is gluten-free. In the original case study, participants saw a reduction in bad cholesterol by more than 20%. Cholesterade is the ultimate all-natural digestive aid.
Jump Television Studios, The Big Biz Show, our affiliates, and our hosts are not registered investment advisors or broker-dealers. Our show hosts make no commitment that the purchase of securities of companies profiled or otherwise mentioned in our programming are suitable or advisable for any person, or that an investment in such securities will be profitable in general. Given the nature of the companies profiled and the lack of an active trading market for their securities, investing in such securities is highly speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We profile selected publicly traded and privately held companies on our program. Most of these companies that we profile have provided compensation to Jump Television Studios and its hosts for the profile coverage. From time to time, we sell shares of the companies profiled in the open market that we receive as compensation for coverage of client companies, but never sell stock if we are speaking about, interviewing, or covering a public company who has paid compensation. Specific questions on compensation can be obtained by contacting jumptvstudios@gmail.com. Listeners should verify all claims and do their own due diligence before investing in any securities mentioned on this program. Investing in securities is speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We encourage our listeners to invest carefully and read the investor information available at the websites on the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, at sec.gov, and or the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA, at finra.org. Hey there, live from the Jump Television Studios in sunny San Diego, California. The Big Biz Show is on the air. Great to have you along today. U2 America on television, Biz TV on television. 110 million TV homes. Also on the radio on Biz Talk Radio Network and American Forces Radio Network in 175 countries and all the ships at sea. Don't forget iHeartRadio. I was listening to us on TV at home the other day.
What?
Well, I wasn't watching us on TV. I had iHeartRadio up.
Well, the audio's less distracting.
There you go. We are brought to you by Prudential. Let Prudential be your...
Help me! Rock!
For retirement. Also brought to you by Rock Mobile. Don't be a rockhead like Rusty. Get yourself a Rock Mobile plan for $29 a month. Go to Rock, R-O-K, mobile.com.
Hi, I'm a doctor.
Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. How about Starbucks coffee? They have a bigger, bolder flavor. Did I say a...
Phone away. Boulder?
I said Boulder. Thank you. That's right. Also, Bloomin' Brands, their fine family restaurants. Fleming Steakhouse, Bonefish Grill, Leroy Selman's Barbecue, Roy's Restaurant, Outback Steakhouse, all sponsors of this program. What are you doing?
Catch, Bob!
I'm not catching. Right. That's it. Thank you. Thank you, friends. Hey, my good friend Rob Ferguson is joining us. Rob Ferguson is with Advantigo. They are publicly traded under the stock symbol ADGO. Some ideas are just better, as you see on their website. But they have this is an interesting company. And you go to advantigo.com. Rob is a real estate guy, investment banking guy. And I've become friends with him because he's also a technology geek. And he's done a number of things where technology intersects with the game of finance. And I will tell you with convertible note disclosure, which sounds complicated.
It does.
But it's a very – so think in terms of signing your credit card disclosure or when you buy a car, the disclosures.
Oh, the stuff
or
no
the
one
real
reads.
Estate, the stuff that no one bothered but the government requires us to have.
Yes.
That needs to be filed. He's created a system that changes that whole world in every single instance in every financing. This would be like – it does for finance and capital what QuickBooks did
okay.
for filing your taxes That's and doing groovy. Your books. Isn't that something? Or TurboTax, isn't that something? Well, joining us now via telephone this time, because he's on the go, Rob Ferguson. What's up, my friend? How are you, sir?
Good, Sully.
Don't you love how I pitched your deal? Don't you love how I got that 50-cent elevator pitch down? I got it figured out.
The convertible note is interesting. As we talk, we're adding to it. We're into phase two right now. I saw a preview of that last Friday. We've been reaching out to a number of the accounting firms to get some more input on this thing. And one of the things we found interesting is that there is a potential larger market than the public market, and that's the private market.
Yeah, of course. Let me explain why. Here, hang on a second. Let me explain why.
Yeah, why?
Because when privately held companies go to get financing, oftentimes they can't prove their valuation. So let's just say I got a little company called Uber. I'm going to have all these drivers. I'm going to pay them use their cars to drive people around.
Kind of an idea.
It's my idea. Okay, and I need to raise $1 million to get the thing going here, and I'm willing to give up, 50% of the company. So that would indicate that I think my company's worth $2 million, right?
Right.
Well, I can't prove that.
Yeah.
So instead of doing an equity finance, you do convertible debt. So you're going to borrow $1 million and convert it into ownership later on.
That sounds like
Rob, is that right? It happens every day. It happens probably more often than it does in public companies, right?
It does, and I had no idea, but after talking to managing partner of one of the big guys, we were alluded to that, and so we started down the road and going to make the corrections and be able to expand it to everybody.
Yeah.
We're moving forward on that, and phase two should be done in the next week or so, which includes all the rolled up equity, rolled up debt, basic and weighted average share tables that everybody needs, and then we'll get on to the warrant and option piece, and then we're going to have something that nobody else has.
So if somebody comes up to you and says, "Hey Rob, what's the latest with Advantigo? What do you guys got working? Is that the latest, or is it the Connect 2 products?"
That's just an update on where we're going. I mean, we're committed to getting that done. However long it takes to get there, it'll be done, next month or two. But the next big thing coming out is we talked a little bit about last time I was on about rebranding and doing some stuff, and we've done some stuff with the website. But we got a big show coming up May 16th to the 18th, the California Dental Association. We're going to roll out our medical practice marketing bundle, which includes all our bells and whistles and technology that can be used by medical practices, our directory listings, our reputation management, our digital signage, which is eLobby, our Internet Optimizer, and some other bells and whistles. And I got to tell you, I got a sneak preview on Sully on Friday, and our new sales and marketing director, John Gelati, has done a hell of a job. I was just blown away, and so I can't tell you how excited I am to get in front of a whole bunch of people and launch this to the world here on May 16th.
Well, I'll tell you, we can go up there on May 16th and maybe do an interview with a camera crew and stuff.
Love to have you. It's a little bit new to me at the level that John's brought, raised the bar at Advantigo. So I'm excited. Like I say, it was a wow. It wowed me on Friday, so hopefully I can wow everybody there.
Yeah. Well, and by the way, if you go to the website, advantigo.com, it does look completely different. The place has been rebranded 100%. Advantigo is ADGO on the stock exchange, advantigo.com on their website. Can you talk to us a little bit about, let me just give you an idea, and I was talking about you the other day. You guys have a text messaging product. You have an audio listening device product. You have a photo sharing product.
Wow.
You have a private network VPN product. You have the convertible note disclosure reports we talked about. You also have Connect 2, which instantly retrieves public information for your financial reporting, but it also works with your sound stuff. Talk about how all this software can work on across so many platforms, Rob.
Well, it's all interrelated, and the way we've kind of evolved here, we kind of now are in three main driveways here. We're moving forward on the software side with the convertible note, on the bundle side that we talked about, And then on the electronic side, where we're rebuilding and re-engineering some products with some partners, we're in the process of acquiring a company here in North America, at least their distribution rights, and getting very involved. And hopefully we'll have some technology embedded in some products that will be like nothing else in the world as it relates to remastering a voice, hearing, and all of that stuff. So it's been a really interesting first 3-4 months of the year, and we're getting really close on a couple of things. Like I said, we just keep our head down and keep moving forward. We know where we got to go, and we're not going to look up till we get there.
Wow. So, Rob, I know you're a CEO of a public company, and we got to be careful about some of the stuff that you say. But I'll tell you what, I have to tell you, from ever since we met you, everything you've told us that you thought that you're working on, and you never made predictions that you haven't delivered on. I got to tell you, that's a big deal. It is. Rob, thanks so much, bud. We can't wait to see you. Get your butt to San Diego here so we can hang out with you a little bit, would you? Rob Ferguson, Advantigo Corporation, stock symbol ADGO, ADGO.
I'm a mouth breather when it comes to what we were just talking about, all the interaction of all the
software. But the thing is, though, one thing you're not a mouth breather about is our next guest.
Gomo.
Karam Malik, Biome Grove.
Hello.
The world of cannabis enters into the Big Biz Show again.
What did they go
coming
prepare?
Up in just a second.
I'll be right back.
Big Biz Show, bigbizshow.com. See you in a minute. Jump Television Studios, The Big Biz Show, our affiliates, and our hosts are not registered investment advisors or broker-dealers. Our show hosts make no commitment that the purchase of securities of companies profiled or otherwise mentioned in our programming are suitable or advisable for any person, or that an investment in such securities will be profitable in general. Given the nature of the companies profiled and the lack of an active trading market for their securities, investing in such securities is highly speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We profile selected publicly traded and privately held companies on our program. Most of these companies that we profile have provided compensation to Jump Television Studios and its hosts for the profile coverage. From time to time, we sell shares of the companies profiled in the open market that we receive as compensation for coverage of client companies, but never sell stock if we are speaking about, interviewing, or covering a public company who has paid compensation. Specific questions on compensation can be obtained by contacting jumptvstudios@gmail.com. Listeners should verify all claims and do their own due diligence before investing in any securities mentioned on this program. Investing in securities is speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We encourage our listeners to invest carefully and read the investor information available at the websites on the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, at sec.gov, and or the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA, at finra.org.
Born broke and you die broke. They're trying not to take the in-between part too seriously. It's Sully and Russ on the Big Biz Show.
Big Biz Show, bigbizshow.com. Great to have you along today. Nationwide, coast to coast, 110 million TV homes, plus 175 countries and all the ships at sea on the radio and television.
And two trailers in Yuma.
We have been following, this cannabis play for some time, and we finally met Karam Malik. Karam Malik is the CEO of Biome Grow. They are publicly traded under the stock symbol BIOIF in the U.S. and BIO up in Canada. And I know we have some listeners in Canada. And he is from the financial services industry here in the States.
Hmm.
With respect to cannabis, he was the first research analyst in North America to publish a report on the sector. And he quoted the media quite a bit, but there's a website, biomegrow.com, Biome Conscious Cannabis. He joins us here once again. I just wanted to swing by and talk to him because this the industry is growing, and with news that these guys put out with all their subsidiaries, it's an ever changing environment. Karam, thanks for swinging by today. Good to have you along.
Pleasure as always.
So let's talk a little bit about where things are going in the next 18 months. With respect to the industry overall and how you guys are going to be nimble, because obviously you guys are sort of at the tip of the spear there in Canada and obviously, internationally.
Yeah.
With respect to where things are in the CBD business, the cannabis business, the hemp business, with your many subsidiaries. Where's this go in the next 18 months, and how important is the U.S. to your overall strategy?
It's interesting. Well, a few regulations will have to change in the U.S. for us to do things in the U.S. I think that's coming with the 2020 election looming. But beyond the U.S., there's a lot of jurisdictions you're going to hear about in the next, let's say, 6 to 9 and even 12 months out that are coming online with medical cannabis programs. And they're looking for a Canadian expert or a regulatory expert to help navigate those regulations or set up initial operations in these countries. And that's where we get really interesting. At the end of the day, we are a cannabis company, but the founders of this company have a lot of regulatory experience, a lot of emerging markets, whether it's Asia, Africa, or elsewhere. And we're able to leverage those relationships that have been built over decades of successful transactions which you'll see in the next coming months that buy-in will be able to get into these jurisdictions with some pretty interesting structures and partners on the ground level. And these are countries, you know, with large populations. Canada, at the end of the day, is 36 million people. It's not a very exciting market to sort of hang your hat on.
But but still, though, I mean, it's interesting because you're juxtaposed next to a whole giant country that's trying to get this thing legalized, and you're showing sort of proof of concept there. I want you to answer the question once and for all, because, and I know we've talked about this before, but I get this all the time because Russ is the cannabis expert on this program, but I'm learning CBD, cannabidiols, as they are called.
Cannabidiols.
Okay.
Yep.
Can come from cannabis, the marijuana plant, as many people see it, or hemp, which is another family in the cannabis, or the hemp marijuana family. What is the difference between hemp and cannabis? Is one better than the other, and what is more profitable?
It's the same family of plants. So a hemp plant is a cannabis plant. We've taken a cannabis plant and bred the THC out of it, which is a psychoactive element that a lot of people sort of focus on. So as long as you've got less than 0.3% THC, it can qualify as a hemp plant. They're basically cannabis sativa plants that have been, not genetically modified, but, gradually over time, bred to remove the THC. So that's effectively what it is. And when you have a hemp plant, what it means, whether it's in the U.S. or in Canada, you're subject to different and much easier to operate regulations that are easier to operate under versus a cannabis plant. So you can produce a product which is dramatically cheaper at the end of the day, and you can pass those savings on to consumers.
So wait a second. So hemp is cheaper than cannabis, but the cash crop on as far as growing hemp is more profitable, from what I understand. Is that accurate?
I think it is pretty accurate because I'll give you the Canadian context. So we can grow hemp outside very effectively on hundreds of acres of farmland, which if I had to do under the cannabis regulations, I'd have to raise hundreds of millions of dollars to do it, where the equivalent on the hemp side is probably $10 to $15 million. So it's a huge delta to use the same cash flow.
Is the CBD better from one than the other?
No, it's pretty much exactly the same if you know what you're doing, and unfortunately most people don't. So you've got to pick the right operating team.
And for the flower that comes from the stuff you'd want to smoke, outdoors a little more risky because you're dealing with mold and mites and those type of things. I think with the CBD that you get from hemp, you're squeezing the plant to get it out. Is that kind of the way it works?
You're extracting?
A little bit. So the good thing about a hemp plant is it's a very robust plant. And if you match the right genetics with the right climate. So Canada is one of the largest growers of hemp, and it goes back decades. China, I think, is number one. We're probably number two. So our hemp plants are very robust. Where it gets tricky is when you take a cannabis or a hemp plant indoors, start messing with it, trying to get 5 or 6 growers out of a year, it becomes an incredibly sensitive biological asset. So, but outside, it grows like a weed.
It grows like a weed. There you go.
Good one.
Karam, thanks so much. We can't wait to get you in studio here, and you're going to be hearing more from Karam Malik. I did a whole thing
on cannabis.
Yes,
look at you.
In fact, and using Biome Grow and some of their subsidiaries to talk about that.
Well, welcome to the other side, Robert.
There you go. All right, that does it for us. Oh my goodness, that went by fast.
That was what a weekday this was.
Yeah, Taco Weekday.
Ah,
used to be Taco Tuesday and then Ladies Night.
Well, not
just,
anymore.
It's just Taco Weekday and Ladies Week Night. There you go. Chris Janik is our director, Jared Coleman, our assistant director, Curtis Matovich, our floor director, our floor cameraman, our editor, our composer, our keeper of keys, and just our voice of common sense. Let's face it. RussIsFunny.com because...
Well, because that RussIsFatAndBald.com was taken.
Can you give us one more, Jesse, before you go?
Oh, a Smollett?
Yeah, give us a Smollett.
Give me a close-up and a tight.
You can find us everywhere, BigBizShow.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, at Sully Speaks. Catch you tomorrow. There he is. Russ.
Jesse. Who is it? That's Jussie Smollett.
Justin Sully.
Justy Nails.
Justy Nails.